For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets in the midst of another winning streak. Looks great at Citi Field. And, you know, this is the Juan Soto effect as well. It's not just him. I mean, it's the magic of the season last year and the way that they picked up speed, steam into the NLCS. And then, of course, the offseason and getting Juan Soto, but this is exactly what the fan base wanted, was a team that was relevant, a team that could go out and get the biggest free agent, and a team that's winning early on in the season. It feels the exact opposite of last year at this time, and it is, I mean, anybody wants to talk about, you know, Juan Soto and maybe not worth it or this or that, it's a long way to go, but look up in the stands in April, you know, before school is out, on crappy weather days, and it looks like a late season, regular season game where, you know, they're fighting for a playoff berth.
I was just thinking about Friday night and the Lindor walk-off, and I was just, you know, I'm sitting there laying in bed sick as a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm going, man, this is exactly what Steve Cohen had to envision, that somehow, some way, you'd have a Friday night game, Lindor would have a walk-off, and the place would go bananas. And, you know, that's part of the bigger plan here. Like, we tend to focus on the Mets and whether or not they're going to make it to the World Series. But the bigger plan is the whole development around Citi Field. That's the bigger plan. And the more nights like that, the more series like that against the Cardinals, beating the Phillies last night, you know, and everybody participating. You know, Nimmo has a big hit the other night. Soto has a big hit the other night. Lindor's going off now. Jesse Winker hits a home run. Pete Alonso has been hot. You know, they'll start coming around, and everybody will start having a piece of this. And the pitching has been great. And for the first time, you know, this year, Kranich got in a little trouble last night.
Yep.
But that's okay. It's going to happen. You know, not everybody's going to be on their game every time they step out on the field. But to be 10-1 at home right now, it couldn't have gone any better for Steve Cohen and what I think he's envisioning for not just his own baseball team, but for that whole entire area over there. There's so much positivity that is surrounding him. He'll have the political will. He'll get everything that he's going to need, and he's going to continue to build this team. So he's a smart businessman, and I really felt that this weekend. And last night was a continuation of that.
Well, that's what I think makes it even more impressive because, okay, weekends easier for people to get out there. Most people, if you got a Monday through Friday job, and then Monday it continues. You know, and the weather was not great yesterday. It's going to be warming up today, but it wasn't great yesterday. And I know it's the Phillies, too, and that's a great opponent coming in. You hate them. But, I mean, I'd love to look back at the attendance. I probably could do that from last year to this year on, the same type of day. A Monday in April with whoever was in. I mean, I guarantee it's 20,000 better.
They got swept by Milwaukee last year in the first opening series.
Yeah.
So they got off to a horrendous start, and Lindor got off to his normal horrendous start. But the nice thing about Francisco is that now finally that start he's gotten off to now a much better start earlier, let's put it that way, than he did last year.
Yeah, and the pitching has been incredible. I mean, each one of these guys is exceeding expectations again. I mean, the fact Tylor McGill with the 10 strikeouts. You had Clay Holmes striking out guys left and right. You know, obviously, you know, Griffin Canning missed the one start, but then with illness came back, pitched well. I mean, this pitching lab thing is, it's amazing. And you don't have Manaea back. Senga looks better than he's ever looked. Got more velocity. I mean, it's what David Stearns has done in, you know, last year and then early returns this year of finding the right guys, getting them here, working on them with Jeremy Hefner and all the other pitching gurus that they have. I mean, this is if this is the formula every year, then hell. I know it's not going to come up aces every single year. We already saw the Frankie Montas injury, but this is just incredible that these guys that we all looked at as mid pitchers now are just humming along every single night.
This is the complete opposite of last year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, this is
early on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and hopefully it will continue, and I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, just listening to Jesse Winker after the game yesterday talking about the fan base and the electricity and how going to the game under those circumstances has got to be, they got to be jacked for that. It's like, you know, when the Knicks go to the Garden, it's always sold out. The Rangers always sold out. I mean, you know, going to play at home in front of sellouts, or at least, you know, 95% of the stadium is full, for at least a baseball team in April?
Yeah, unheard of.
Only the Yankees do that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Red Sox do that, too, for a certain amount. But
yeah, Phillies are pretty good with attendance. But, I mean, the Mets weren't in recent memory. They were even not complaining, but they were even talking about it last year towards the end of the year that, you know, where are you guys? I expected more. Even Steve Cohen, I think, posted about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got them now. Yeah. He's definitely got them now, and the team's got them. And to the credit of the baseball players, those guys have all had, like, think about all their moments that they've already had. Like, each individual guy has already had, like, a major moment. So that's a good thing. It's being spread around. And, you know, and Juan Soto hasn't even really heated up yet.
Nope.
That's the thing. I mean, and he'll believe me, he'll go off. He's a competitive hitter, and you can see it. And there's no question that the Juan Soto effect is in effect.
Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. A lot of people, I mean, Max Kranich, yeah, he had a bad inning, but he did come out for the third. That was his third inning coming out, and he typically doesn't do that. So I'm not really that disappointed in him. I think last night was really just about what a great team win that was. I mean, things weren't pretty at the end, but Diaz was able to rally. Diaz was able to do what he always does, and he got out of trouble. So, it was a great win from the Mets. Lindor showing that April, he's kind of overcame what used to be. And as a Mets fan, I can't be nothing but excited.
You're right. I mean, listen, they had a 5-0 lead. That's why Diaz doesn't show up, and that's why they try to sneak a third inning there by Kranich.
Yep.
And instead, if you have a 3-0 lead, guess who's in there?
Well, yeah, Edwin Diaz, yes. Yeah, for sure. And it's amazing how bad Aaron Nola has been this year, and Lindor jumps all over him. And I think he hasn't won a game. I know it's not all about wins and losses, but I think he's 0-5 at this point now, Nola. So love to see anything like that happening with the Phillies, guys that they're counting on going down the tubes. And as long as the Braves continue to struggle a little bit, it's going to be a two-team race until they decide to get back in.
Just whatever you do, just keep stacking wins, man. Just keep your head down, keep stacking wins, and just keep doing the way you're doing it. There's something magical happening in Citi Field right now, and they're living it, and they've all been a part of it. I mean, it's not like, and I know Pete Alonso has, been a big part of it, but they all, at least at home, have all started to have a piece of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that was this team last year. They were led by Francisco Lindor in the second half, but they all had a piece of it.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. And that was the whole Jose Iglesias thing. Uh-huh. And, I don't think we need Grimace this year.
No, doesn't seem like it. I mean, if another gimmick works for them, then we'll embrace it because Mets fans love their gimmicks.
Yeah, we love gimmicks, that's for sure. But you know what? What we love better? We love just sound, solid baseball.
Yeah, and being in first place and winning the NL East. That'd be nice. Wouldn't that be great?
And living up to expectations.
Yeah, no, which are very, very high.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.